Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social change in their communities. And today we have Caroline, and Caroline and I are connected on LinkedIn, and I've seen a lot of tremendous work that she's done, and not just in India, actually, quite worldwide. And you host your own podcast too, which is amazing. And so I'll definitely plug that in the descriptions afterwards. But first, I'd like to say thank you for being on the show. And I'd love for you just to, you know, introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Wow. So, you know, for starters, thank you. I'm truly honored to be on the show. I've been following your work as well. And I do believe that, you know, the kind of work that you're doing is truly inspiring and creating positive impact for so many lives out there. So I'm really happy to be a part of this show. So what do I do? I'm a coach. I'm someone who believes that the right mindset can change any kind of a situation, regardless of, you know, your story. So I run a company that helps create the right mindset in companies called the TIR Global. I have a team of coaches from across the globe. I'm also, we're in soft launch. Corey and I have just soft launched this platform called MentorU Global as well, which will be focused on pro bono consulting, because you know, there are a lot of givers like you, me, and so many others out there who want to pay it back or pay it forward. This is going to be interesting because apart from the pro bono piece, we are also creating a marketplace for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people who are up and coming in the startup space, by empowering them with the right tools to go build their brand, create, you know, masterclasses, have their own podcast, just by showing up on the platform. I love what I do. I'm very, very passionate about, creating spaces for people, especially when they feel that they don't have a voice. I think adversity can be your biggest ally, and it's all about the mindset.
I found just in the work that I've done that mindset is one of the most important things you have to have. And the reason I say that is because mindset controls your actions. Mindset controls your reactions to situations. And when you deploy a good mindset, everything gets better. So it seems to be like the precursor to most positive change, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, so let's jump into the next question then. And it's about you, but it's about more about the community and how you're a part of it. But how are you making a positive social impact in your communities?
I think, through the work that I've been driving and leading and sort of creating, I'm seeing, you know, everywhere socially on all social platforms that there is a huge amount of disruption in terms of the way we see ourselves and the way we see everyone. Things like, better inclusion, respect for diversity, creating a lot more clarity for people to feel like they belong are some huge areas of scope that, companies, entrepreneurs can certainly begin to lean in on. And these are some large areas that I personally and through my company and platform focus on. That is, focusing on the leader in you. How can you believe that you can take action for yourself? How can you build a sense of belonging? And then also being able to lean in a way that you understand that people can be uniquely different. And through embracing that uniqueness, you actually can create a space where people belong as well. And these are things that I sort of wake up every morning thinking very deeply about and hope that I'm practicing it as well.
So you make an intentional, you make it intentional to think about that. You make it intentional to make
that. Intention is the right word.
Yeah.
Yes, intention is the right word.
Huh. Why?
Because I've been at a point where I've lived my life without intention, and I've seen how my life, kind of unfolded. And now becoming more aware, becoming more intentional has really helped me get a lot more focused, become a lot more appreciative of the process. And I'm still learning. I'm a work in progress, but I do realize that just becoming aware has helped me feel like a better person.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. It's true. When you're aware, you're... Yeah. it's true, though, because when you're aware of things, everything starts to get more intentional. And when you're more intentional, you're more aligned with your morals and your mission statement, right? So it's a big confidence boost, but not a, egotistical one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the next question then, and this is about the business. So do you believe personally that social impact is an important part of business?
So like I said before, in everything that we're doing, the social impact plays such a huge intrinsic game in how the business moves. I think that companies that are designed more intentionally, again, around impact that is social, can draw people in and encourage them to stay, because I think generationally, culturally, and so many other factors that can divide us can also bring us together. So anything that creates impact for people to feel like they belong, because connection is very important, something at a heart level. That to me is really the differentiator, the defining way that we can truly start to grow more consciously.
And when you say grow consciously, when you think of the business behind it, right, there's many factors. You have your employees, you have your board, you have varying levels of influence and varying levels of practice. How does that translate then in being, having an intentional or a conscience behind business? How do you do that when there's so many parts, moving parts to it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I've worked full time with some really, really big IT companies like Dell and HP. I've worked as an independent consultant for several global organizations. And now running my own company, I think one of the biggest learning experiences around working with these companies has been being more human. Mm. I think that as we continue to get more metric driven, as we continue to understand the value of systems and processes that help us get more focused, I think that staying connected to the human factor continues to allow people to be, just be. And this respect, this holding space, if you will, for everything, it just opens things up. And I'm seeing this with everything that I'm doing. It's a learning process for me too. It's sometimes really scary because there's a lot of uncertainty. Especially because people are different, and you're always you have to stay focused. There's a certain discipline around what you're doing, but I've realized that just listening more intentionally, leaning in, paying attention, asking more questions versus telling. You know, these kind of shifts in leadership styles and follower styles as well becomes a whole lot more meaningful for everyone, regardless of whatever level people you know, are in organizations or in communities.
Oh, that's a really good answer. I don't have any questions about that one. No, I couldn't agree more, honestly. Let's transition into the last question then, because I think this is an interesting perspective on the business, and then we have the larger community. So what's your advice for others to begin making a positive impact in their communities?
In my experience, because, you know, I started my journey being a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. I've, you know, taken care of sick people, dying people, families who are impacted by illness, to working in huge corporations, to running a business, and then creating and facilitating community experiences. I think everything starts with us, what's inside us. Mm. You know, it's like Dr. Wayne Dyer says, you know, you can, no matter what's going on, if you squeeze an orange, there's only one thing that will come out, what's inside. And it's a really hard process. You know, it's been really hard for me to continue to ask myself those why questions. You know, why am I doing this? What does it mean for me? And a lot of it might seem selfish to the conditioned mind, because it does give me a sense of fulfillment. It does give me a kick. It does give me a rush to show up and facilitate a community experience virtually or on site. But it is helping people. It is empowering people. We are providing the tools for people to reclaim their voice. Mm. What more, you know, what more joy and happiness can anyone look forward to? I look forward to every morning, and I sleep peacefully every night.
Hmm. Yeah. So what about people that want to make an impact but might not think they can? What's your advice for those people? Because, I mean, you and I, you know, we're both very motivated people. I can tell, you know, we found a confidence or a niche that we're good at, so we're happy. But what about the people that might not be? What's your suggestion for them?
You know, in my experience working with executives, because I believe that the higher you go, the, you know, challenges change, mm-hmm. perspectives change. And yes, I have come across many different, and still come across many different people who have lost motivation. There are many tools that can help you access that, but I do believe that there has to be a sense of willingness, a sense of readiness. And I don't think anything external can ever give you that. No amount of money, no amount of anything can push you into that zone. That's a zone that you have to choose intentionally to move into.
Yeah, no, that's true. You have, there is that intentionality. And I mean, I think a cool thing you highlighted is that that scale, the more money you get, usually the more unhappiness, or at least uncertainty, and, you know, time, there's less time at that point. So usually the scale of happiness tends to dip. But yeah, being intentional about it, there is an opportunity to be happy on any level that you're at, right? Whether, you know, low income or whether high income or in between, there's happiness is can be chosen, right? Not always,
100%.
For the most part. Sorry?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the one thing we have, we're in control of at all times, right? Our reaction to that, the happiness that we evoke.
Yeah, and that's a very powerful point you just brought up. I think we always have the power to choose. Mm. We always have choice, you know, whether we know it or not. And it's always better that, you know, the more intentional, the more aware we are of it, the more choice, you know, and the more liberated and I think the world just shifts in terms of the way we look at it. When we know that we have a voice, we can reclaim our voice, and we have the power to choose.
Yeah, I like that. Caroline, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. Love this conversation. And I love talking about intentionality because, like you said, that's the one thing we're in control of. So again, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
I'm so honored. I think, you know, just by the questions, your questions have, indicate a lot of reflection, a lot of depth in you, and certainly reflects the values that you bring to the table. So more power to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.